So we just sung the well-known Dashavatara Stotram. Description of Varaha Dev as the third of the principal well-known avatars of Vishnu. There are various lists of who the ten avatars are, but they all agree that Varaha is the third. So please read out the translation of the third verse. Read it in English and then in Telugu.
O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of the world, all glories to you. The earth, which had become immense in the control of the ocean at the bottom of the universe, sits fixed upon the tip of the world as like a spot upon the moon. The temple of Madam, O Viswaniki, Sipadayan, O Bhavanguna, O Hari, Nivu, Yedukundi Avataran, Viswani, and Anam Avataran, Viswani.
The sound was okay just now, and it had to be adjusted again. All right, finish all this and then we'll continue. We have the song sheets, can I get them back? Is that mic working?
Hare Krishna, please.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. So why? What's going on here? Just leave it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Let me finish
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
You can't get it to work, then just leave it.
Otherwise, it's going over. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. The appearance of Varaha Dev is described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic scriptures.
Srimad Bhagavatam mariyu itara Vedic sahityam Varaha Devu yokka avibhavam gurinchi vivarinchabadindi.
Always in this material world, there is enmity between the demigods and the demons. So long ago, near the time of the creation, there were two great demons, daityas, sons of Diti, called Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyaksha was the younger brother of Hiranyakashipu. They were twin brothers, but Hiranyaksha was the youngest. So he was mighty to the extent that even the great demigods feared him. And he set out to conquer the universe. And as usual in such situations, when the demigods are severely oppressed by the demons, they turn to Lord Vishnu for shelter. Or he may just appear even without them beseeching him. Ete changsha kalapung sang krishnas tu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam ridayanti yuge yuge. Can you give the translation? And of course, there are very famous verses in this regard in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Two very famous verses. What are those verses? Who can say? I say? Yada yada hi dharmasya glane bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadamanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam. And then the next word is most relevant. Vinashaya tadushkritam dharmasangsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So, vinashaya tadushkritam, for the sake of destroying the dushkritis or the demons, Bhagavan advents himself in every yoga. So Varaha Dev appeared specifically to destroy the demon Hiranyaksha.
So
Hiranyaksha? He came specifically to destroy Hiranyaksha. He appeared, first of all, from the nostril of Lord Brahma, thumb size. So Lord Brahma, all living beings appear from him, directly or indirectly. Some are produced from his touch, some are produced from his word, some are produced from his mind. But this form of Varaha appeared unexpectedly, even unexpected to Lord Brahma, from one of his eight nostrils. So he appeared very small, but very soon he became a huge size. And although in the form of Varaha or a pig, he was extraordinarily beautiful. So we cannot imagine how a pig is beautiful. But then it's not possible that Lord Vishnu is anything but extraordinarily beautiful. So even in his forms, Kurma, Matsya, Varaha, these are all very beautiful forms of the Lord, even though these forms that we see in the world, they're not beautiful. So seeing this tiny form, which very quickly became a massive form, the rishis, who are the residents of the Janatapa, Mahar, and Satyaloka, the upper planetary systems, they became very pleased. They understood this is Lord Vishnu. And we may wonder why Bhagavan Narayana appeared in the form of a pig. But he takes or he assumes various forms for particular purposes. This was going on while Brahma was still engaged in creation. It was going on at the same time the universe had already started functioning, but he was still in the process of creation. And he discovered that while he was busy in creation, the earth had fallen to the depths of the Garbhodak. So this form of Varaha Dev with his tusks was very suitable for finding the earth which was fallen in the Garbhodak and picking the earth up. We can try to imagine how big the form of Varaha Dev is if the earth was placed on his tusk. He put the earth on his, balanced the earth on his tusk.
In the Vidya Bhugrahani, Varaha Rupam Lavatana, Koral Kaya Petkoni, Samadhi Deva Samana
Some people may say, well, this is impossible. And it is impossible. It is impossible for any person that we know of or that we can imagine. But if Bhagawan was someone who was within the scope of our imagination, then he wouldn't be Bhagawan. If Bhagawan was only 2 times or 3 times or 10 times or 100 times greater than anyone we knew, then he wouldn't be much of a Bhagawan. But his performing acts that are totally beyond the scope of even imagining are the very meaning of his being Bhagavan. The scientists, they might imagine performing so many feats by the progress of technology. Nowadays they have these big cranes that can pick up big rocks. Which no man can do. Even the world's greatest weightlifting champion cannot lift up a big rock as big as these cranes can lift up. So by technology, they have exceeded they have designed machines that can exceed the ability of man. But they cannot imagine a machine that can pick up the whole earth. Where would you put it? Even if you could imagine building it, where would you put it? But they couldn't build it because all the resources in the earth wouldn't be enough to build it. So devotees accept on very reasonable faith that the Supreme Lord is supreme beyond our imagination of what supreme even can be. Yes, that's the right term, achintya shakti. Achintya kalu ye bhava natangs tarkena yojayet prakritebhya parangyach tad achintyasya lakshanam. This achintya word is very important. It means beyond the scope of our imagination, beyond the scope of our calculation. That which is beyond the scope of our calculation or imagination, that is not a subject for argument. We simply have to accept it. So Varahadev lifted up the earth. And it is said that at that time he impregnated the earth, who is one of his shaktis, Bhushakti. So just as we have Radha Krishna, Sri Narayan, which means Lakshmi Narayana, we also have Bhuvaraha. Bhu Devi is the consort of Lord Varaha Dev. And from that combination was born the Naraka, who was one Asura actually. So we may wonder how some demon became born from Varaha Dev. But actually all living beings, both demons and both devotees and demons, they're all children or they're all anshas of Vishnu. So Varaha Dev brought the earth out of the Garbhodak and placed the earth upon that water by his Dharana Shakti, which in modern scientific terms is called gravity. Gravity is the scientists study, that is one kind of shakti. But they don't accept, due to their foolishness, that shakti is produced from the shaktiman. Shaktiman means Bhagavan Narayana, Sarva Shaktiman. So Hiranyaksha, seeing this, he challenged Varaha Dev. Because he considered that the whole universe was his property. That he was the rightful owner, having conquered over it. That is the foolishness of the demons. They think, I have conquered over this land, it is mine. Mera Bharat Mahan, this is common saying in Hindi. But it's not my Bharat, everything belongs to Bhagavan. It's not my, who am I? Before I was born in Bharat, I may have been born in so many millions of lifetimes in different countries and different planets. People are fighting over, this is my country, this is my land. They will fight and one party will conquer and say that this is our land. Then they will die and someone else will come and say, no, this is my land. So the people come and go, but the land remains. So how can they say it's theirs? The actual owner of everything is Bhagavan Narayana. So, Lord Vishnu, as Varaha Dev, was not willing to accept the claim of Hiranyaksha. Lord Vishnu, as Varaha Dev, was not willing to accept the claim of Hiranyaksha. And therefore a fight ensued. Now Hiranyaksha thought himself invincible. Hiranyaksha thought himself invincible. Ajaya is the Sanskrit word. Due to benedictions that had been conferred by Lord Brahma on his brother, which he shared. So there was a great fight, and ultimately Varaha Dev killed Hiranyaksha, to the great pleasure of the demigods. Of course, Varaha Dev did not need to fight with Hiranyaksha. Just by his wish, Hiranyaksha could have been finished. But this is the Leela of the Lord. He enjoys sometimes to fight. And actually, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they are the Vaikuntha Dwarapal Jayanvijay. So they are very powerful persons. No ordinary person can fight in Bhagavan. So Lord Varaha enjoyed fighting with Varaha Dev. Varaha Dev ultimately killed him nonchalantly. That means without, after fighting, he just gave him a little slap and he was finished. So today we are recalling the Leela of Sri Varaha Dev. That verse I quoted earlier states Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original form of all the forms of Narayana. But by hearing about the different forms of the Lord, this Jayadeva Goswami says, Sri Jayadeva Kavereda Mudita Mudaram Shunu Sukhadam Shubhadam Bhavasaram Keshava Dhrita Dasha Vidha Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha. Jayadeva Goswami says that by hearing this beautiful composition of himself, Jayadeva, then even in this world of birth and death, we can be happy and auspicious. It gives happiness and auspiciousness in this world of birth and death. So this material world is miserable. Anyone who thinks it's not miserable is a fool. That means almost everyone in the material world. Everyone here is foolish because we're trying to enjoy this material world instead of understanding that it's not a place of enjoyment. So persons who are intelligent, they take to the process of Krishna consciousness. They don't try to cultivate an attitude of enjoying this material world, but they take pleasure in hearing about Krishna in his various forms. Uttama shloka charitam sarva loka sukhavaham. By hearing about the character and activities of Bhagavan, who is known as Uttama Shloka, who is praised in the best verses, then all the world becomes happy. All the world attains sukha or ananda. These two words are more or less synonymous. By hearing about these avatars, all the world can attain sukha or ananda. These two words are more or less synonymous. Tomorrow we are also celebrating the appearance of one of the avatars of the Supreme Lord. Who is actually, in one sense, much more important than Varaha Deva. But not much known in the world. That is Nityananda Prabhu. We were, Sukha Ananda. These are synonymous terms. So, Nityananda is a well-known name of Bhagavan Narayana. But specifically, Nityananda Prabhu is the avatar of Balaram, who appeared along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what is now known as Bengal, approximately 500 years ago. So this material world is miserable, and on this planet Earth, the misery is more in this Kali Yuga. In this Kali Yuga, there is one great quality that by chanting the names of Krishna, one can get free from all the distresses of Kali Yuga and attain the highest perfection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu came and they taught the process by which everyone can attain the highest perfection. By chanting the holy names of Krishna. Particularly the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So our request to you is, our Nivedanam. Chapandi, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Many people are coming to this temple, they're reciting Vishnu Sahasranama and performing other religious activities. So this is nice. But we should know that we can get the highest or the best benefit, especially in this Kali Yuga, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. By chanting Vishnu Sahasranama, we can remember these names. They describe the forms, qualities, and pastimes of Bhagavan Vishnu.
Vishnu Sahasranama,
also indirectly indicates the Channa avatar or the Kavada avatar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sannyasakrit Chamashanta. Who is this Sannyasakrit? Who is the one who has accepted sannyas? That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, so many forms and qualities of the of Bhagavan Narayana are described there. So we can remember them all one by one by chanting Vishnu Sahasranama. Not all, because this is only 1,000 names. He has unlimited names. He has unlimited forms, qualities and pastimes. He has unlimited names. But everything is complete in the name of Krishna. So, Mahamantra is calling out to Krishna that please engage me in your service. So, by chanting the Mahamantra, that immediately situates us in the perfection of spiritual life, namely of calling out to Krishna to and his energy, Radha, to be engaged in their divine service. Of course, it is a very great subject. And not everything can be stated in one short lecture. Or even if we had the lifetime of Lord Brahma, still we wouldn't be able to hardly even begin to describe the qualities of Bhagavan Krishna. Nevertheless, it is the duty of every jiva to engage his abilities in glorifying Bhagavan Vishnu Krishna. And the best way to do that is by chanting the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions, please?
Yes.
Okay, give the mic. Give the mic, and then we don't have to repeat it. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu
What's it? Speak what it is. No, 500. I've made one small book about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which there are a few copies available here in Telugu translation. Say it in Telugu.
I have a question about it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that gave an Aadhar Buddha. And you have to So he is asking, Aadhar. You are telling Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Is there any proof and evidence?
Yeah, there is. In the Ekadash Skand of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Padakonda Bhagavatam.
There's a description of the Yuga Avatar, of the Yuga Avatars in each Yuga. There it is stated, Krishna Varna Twisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Give it. Yeah, you can give the translation. So, who is that person by whom Sankirtan has been propagated in Kali Yuga? Elsewhere in the 7th skanda of Bhagavatam, Sri Prahlad Maharaj states that Channa Kalo Yadabhavat Taistri Yuga, that in Kali Yuga the avatar is Channa, he's covered, he doesn't exhibit himself, therefore he's known, Bhagavan is known as Tri Yuga, who is manifest in three yugas. So why is he called Tri Yuga, who appears in three yugas, when the Bhagavatam describes his avatar in Kali Yuga also? So that is described by Prahlad Maharaj, that he is covered in Kali Yuga. He doesn't show himself directly as Bhagavan. This other avatars they performed extraordinary feature. Just like Varaha Dev, he lifted up the earth. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't do things like that. Because in Kali Yoga, people are apt to misunderstand such things. Just like not far from here in Rayalaseema, is one person who is advertised as Bhagawan because he does some magic acts. Magic? What's the Telugu word? Jadu? Mayajalam, that's another term. So, many foolish people who don't have any knowledge of Shastra, who is Bhagawan, they accept him as Bhagawan because he can do some magic tricks. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't show such things because then that tends, in Kali Yoga that tends to, people tend to be confused more by this. But he did something which was far more extraordinary than lifting up the earth, as Varaha Dev did. Which is that by his shakti, by his desire, people who are absolutely removed from Vedic culture have become fully dedicated to chanting the names of Krishna, become lovers of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states, Bahunam Jandanamante Gyanavan Mangrapadite Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurla Bhaha. Get the translation. So even among pious people, it is very rare that one can understand the importance of surrendering to Krishna. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, people who are not even at all pious are surrendering to Krishna. So there are shlokas in the Upapuranas which also indicate the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the Mukhya Pramanam, or the main evidence, is from the prominent scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. Also that Sannyasakrit, that's there in Mahabharata. So if it's not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is it? Or if it's not, in Kali Yoga, who's spreading Sankirtan? If it's not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then who is it? He has all the Lakshanas to fulfill this shlokas.
Sanyasam యాభై మంది ఇస్తాడు కీర్తన భజనాలు సంకీర్తన అని. మరి చైతన్య మహాప్రభు కాకపోతే ఆ వ్యక్తి ఎవరు? ఈ లక్షణాలన్నీ కూడా చైతన్య మహాప్రభుకే సరిగ్గా సరిపోతుంది.
Then Suvarna Varna Hemanga is also indicates Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Golden form.
Adhe Vishnu Sahasranamo Suvarna Varna Hemanga ante Gaura Varna ante Gangara Chaya main chaya lo undetundi manishi avataram adi kuda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke sarvam,
who is also known as Gauranga.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ingoka peru Gauranga.
Anything else? So we'll chant Hare Krishna for a few more minutes and then we'll approximately
5,000.
That's accepted by all traditional scholars of Mahabharata.